The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fact in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. What up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 4 for StonerJesus.net. We're recording the shows now. Put them up on StonerJesus.net, and they go to CannabisRadio.com and iTunes and iHeartRadio and Stitcher and all those other places. The audio version is free, as it always has been and always will be. There's a video version. If you want to pay $5 a month, support the show on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You can see the video version. Hello, everyone. Do the split screens with the stories, and if we have people on Skype, we have them split screen, people in studio, me, how awesome I am. I'm looking fucking fresh today. I'm looking fresh to death, as the kids say. If you want to get a video version, help support the show. The videos of all the chapter and verse episodes, this being the fourth one. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You find all that linked on StonerJesus.net. Go check it out. StonerJesus.net redirects you to our Podbean site. You hear all the free audio, the 420 story. Post interviews up there, old interviews, new shows, all the most recent audio podcasts. StonerJesus.net. Now, see if you got the video, subscribe to the video portion. You could have seen me cough. What do you think of that? It's top-notch right there, son. Got a lot of stuff to do today. A Hate Group Softball League update. It's August 10th, 2017 as I record this. Hate Group Softball League update. Weed news and more. Sadly, no voicemail from St. Peter. I know. A lot of you are bummed. I'm bummed as well. We're all bummed. There was no voicemail from St. Peter. This is a very... A bumming thing. Is that what, when you become bummed, is something is bumming you? My mellow is harshed? Something, I don't know. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. I'm lying. No one gives a shit that there's no St. Peter voicemail. Not a single person will write and say, hey, what the fuck happened to St. Peter? No one ever does. No one cares. Before we get into all that, and all the other stuff we got to get into, which I write down, because it's very helpful. By the way, we're on Twitter and all that shit. Twitter, StonerJesus420. Email, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. And Facebook, we got the Facebook page. Also, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook is our group for the show. Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Now, that split screen thing I mentioned earlier, I'm going to use it already. I follow a lot of celebrities, a lot of comedians. I'm sorry for all the fucking throat clearing. God damn, it's annoying. And the like... on Twitter. Just one of the reasons Twitter exists is to follow fucking celebrities and shit and see what they're talking about. Unfortunately, most of them are talking about Trump. We'll get to that in a minute. So yesterday, and I'll make comments with, you know, celebrities, I'll, you know, whatever it is, embed the tweet and make my own tweet and just, you know, shit you do on Twitter. It's fucking making conversation, trying to entertain people. Make people laugh. So on and so forth. So anyway, yesterday, this comic, Joe Mandy, if you have the video version, you see it right, the tweet right there. Joe Mandy, apparently he's a writer and a stand-up, he tweeted this. Insurance should be for profit. Military should be for profit. Education should be for profit. No one should pay any taxes. Jesus loves coal. Now, if you can't tell the dripping sarcasm of his tweet, he's being sarcastic. If you look at his Twitter feed, it's mostly sarcasm. I guess it's a well that he wants to keep going back to. I don't know. It's like his thing. He's going to keep being sarcastic. He retweets people that say we were praying for Trump and so on and so forth. Now, look, I'm no fucking fan of Trump. But I had a problem with this tweet. First of all, the sarcasm is none of those things he mentioned that are for profit should be for profit. Because he threw in military should be profit for profit. No one should pay any taxes. Jesus loves coal. So he thinks people should pay taxes. He thinks people with right-wing people who love Jesus are stupid. If they love coal, they're stupid. Now, look, I'm not going to get into the stupidity of people who love Jesus or coal. It's not my problem. It's not the focus of this discussion. Coal? Look, if coal wasn't efficient, it would have been overtaken by now by the heavily fucking subsidized solar industry and wind and methane. I don't know. Whatever fucking ideas they've had, they're not working so far, or they would have fucking displaced the things we already have. So anyway, he says, basically what he's saying is insurance and education should not be for profit. I had an issue with that. Insurance and education are services. If you want any kind of quality and any kind of incentive for quality in those service industries, yes, it will be for profit. The phone you're holding and watching this show on or listening to this show on wouldn't exist without profit. The computer you're watching wouldn't exist without profit. The car you drive, the home you live in, none of it would exist without profit. None of the shit at Walmart or Target or Amazon or any of the shit that you take for granted every fucking day of your pampered, spoiled fucking lives would exist without profit. Profit is the reason people come in and spend their own money and risk their own money and risk their own livelihoods, risk their savings in many cases, to build a fucking business hoping that they have a product that people will buy. A lot of them are successful. A lot of them lose everything. But they do it for a hope of getting something in return later on down the line. That profit that everyone, oh, profit's evil. Shut the fuck up. And people say money's evil. Okay, what's the alternative? Barter? Barter, go try to fucking trade some shit for the stuff you want at Walmart or Target or Amazon or anywhere else. The fucking car, your phone, your computer, your house. Go barter a fucking cow for it, you dipshit. This problem I have with these comedians and these celebrities, you know, if Trump says something about the economy, well, then all these comedians and celebrities are suddenly economics experts. If he tweets about North Korea, all of a sudden they're all war experts. And they're all experts on the geopolitical situation of the Korean Peninsula. All of a sudden, they get these fucking abilities. He tweets about taxes. Oh, they're all fucking tax attorneys now. Fucking Seth Rogen, 8 tweets about fucking taxes. Jon Favreau, Andy Richter. Wah, wah, wah. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. I agree Trump sucks. But if you say Trump sucks every goddamn day about everything, it gets diluted. Your message gets diluted. People stop listening. People in the middle of the country don't give a fuck anymore. If Seth Rogen or Andy Richter or Jon Favreau post their last 6,000 fucking tweets solely about Trump and what Trump is doing, they don't give a shit. They worry about what fucking dumb movie you're doing or something fucking mildly entertaining. So this Joe Mandy guy, he's a fucking expert. He says military should be for profit, being sarcastic, of course. Military is not a service. You don't go to the fucking store and buy some military. You don't call up the military and tell them to come to your house. Say, I got a problem with the fucking next door neighbor. Can you bring a howitzer or a fucking M1 tank and blow this motherfucker to smithereens? I'll pay you. The military is not a service. Insurance is a service. Education is a service. Fucking people pay for that. Teachers, they go to school. They spend years investing. People who have insurance, They got to have, the money's got to come from somewhere. They're going to pay off fucking claims. They have to have initial investors. They have to have people. Many of the companies have stockholders. And that's how they get their capital. Yes, so there's profit. And if you want them to have any incentive to give a fuck about your problems, they have to have incentive. It's not going to be out of the goodness of their heart. That's stupid. This they just had. I saw a story about people voluntarily paying their taxes in some country. They made like $1,300. People aren't going to do shit out of the goodness of their heart. They have a fucking incentive. They have to have a reason. They have to have ends in mind. So I tweeted, and again, you can see in the video version of the show, I love when comedians think they're being clever by making straw man economic arguments and ignorant comparisons. So I respond to his stupid, sarcastic tweet with logic. Well, he didn't like that. He said, I love when someone called Stoner Jesus 420 tries to sound like an intellectual. So he can't come back at me with anything of substance. So he goes after a personal attack, which is fine, as fucking mediocre at best. And that's when I tweeted. Here's up here. I said, oh, I get it. Anyone who likes weed must be dumb. Another original thought, which is true. Oh, Stoner, you can't talk about shit. I told him, I said, motherfucker, I've been studying economics for 20 years. I know it's not as glorious as standing up on a fucking stage and telling dick jokes and then pretending like you know shit because Trump pissed you off. That's what I've been doing. So, you know, he couldn't come back with anything of substance, which I knew he couldn't. The whole fucking tweet is stupid. It's stupid. He's trying to make false comparisons. Like anybody who agrees that the military should not be for profit also has to agree about insurance and education. And everyone should pay taxes because taxation isn't a theft at all. Even though nobody fucking agreed to pay their goddamn taxes, they're forced to ultimately at the fucking end of a barrel of a gun. You love paying taxes so much? Pay taxes, motherfucker. Pay extra taxes. I don't give a shit. Give all your money to the government. Do whatever the fuck you want with it. But don't tell us what we should be doing. It goes for every celebrity and comic out there who just gets on their Twitter and whines about Trump over and over and over again. My name's StonerJesus420. A lot of my tweets don't have anything to do with weed at all. Can you imagine how fucking boring that is? And you can see it on their Twitters. How boring it is. Every fucking tweet is the same. Oh, Trump said this and Trump said that. And George Takei has some stupid fucking analysis of what Trump's doing, what's going on in politics. Like anyone gives a shit. That's the state of celebrities these days. That's the state of everything. When you make a celebrity president, this shit happens. And by the way, those motherfuckers are whining. Well, maybe you should have did more to get Hillary elected. How'd that work out? Fucking talk about winning. Bitch couldn't beat Donald Trump. Stupid bitch couldn't beat Donald Trump. Fucking Trump. Who's fucking look what he does and says on a daily basis. We may be headed toward World War III. Damn, I feel like I gotta sneeze. So anyway, thank you, Joe Mandy, whoever you may be. Forgive me your stupid opinion. About how insurance and education, well, those that shouldn't be for profit. Those are just things people need. That's what I always hear. Well, education is a necessity. Healthcare is a necessity. Food's a necessity, motherfucker. Shelter. But guess how many, what kind of selection of food and how much of it we would have if people couldn't make it for profit? Couldn't grow it, slaughter it, whatever. People couldn't build houses for profit. Guess how many would be homeless? You have to have incentive. It's called economics. It's fucking basic. If you don't know it, that's fine. Not everybody knows economics. Shut up about it. Fucking pretend that the supply and demand don't exist, and don't pretend that profit is not an integral fucking part to our standard of living. Be dumb. Enough of your dumb fucking tweets. Dummy. Dummy dumb tweet. If you get the video version, you see, I got it right there. Dumb tweet. That's why I labeled it. Dumb tweet. Anyway, this is Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 4 for StonerJesus.net. Hate Group Softball League update coming up. We are healing the hate through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. Yes, you know it. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Weed news a little bit later as well. Go get the video version of this show. Archives we're building, the 420 story archives, all that stuff. The Drunken Print Call podcast, vidcast, whatever. All that. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We'll be back, motherfuckers.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about the Grip Clip, an awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. It's a revolutionary product that aids in the gripping of smoking devices. It's detachable. You can also hook it to your keychain. You don't want to be the one burning your fingers. You don't want to be the one dropping the roach. Make sure you check out the Grip Clip today. Click that Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net and pre-order your own. Get one for a friend. Customize it. Just go check it out. TheGripClip.net. Click the Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net. Smoke smarter, not harder, with the Grip Clip. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full-spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem, so I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
The
following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
The video version of the show, you can see me dancing to the intro music. That's not worth $5 a month. I don't know what is. Come on. Yeah. It's bumping. And if it looks like I'm dancing out of sync with the music, that's just because, you know, the delay with the video. I'm actually quite an amazing dancer. You have no idea. You'll probably continue to have no idea. It is time now for the Hate Group Softball League update. This is season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League, which is hard to believe in and of itself. 7 years we've been healing the hate through the medium of slow pitch, underhand softball. Another round of games just happened the other night down at Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park. The OG4, we used to have 6. We tried for a lot of years to do 6 teams. It just wouldn't work. We have the OG4, the KKK, the Skinheads, the Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam. OG. OG4. I'm throwing up gang signs on the video. Yeah, another reason to get it. So many reasons to see what's going on here right now. In any case, the Hate Group Softball League is basically coming down to what it usually comes down to, the rivalry between the KKK and the Black Panthers. Scores. And by the way, we'll get to talk about the Hate Group Softball League Championship game, which we always broadcast live from, coming up. You know, we're not broadcasting live anymore, so that's a problem. We're on video now. I got to get video equipment down there. I got to figure it out. We'll get to it in a second. The scores. The KKK, whoops, hit the microphone, defeated the Skinheads by a score of 31-14. The KKK now 4-1. The Skinheads, they're 0-5 this year. They're having a really, really tough time at it. I don't know. It's because maybe they need to grow some hair. I don't know. It just has not been their year. Suffice it to say. The Black Panthers also played and defeated the Nation of Islam, a score of 26-20. The Black Panthers now also 4-1. The Nation of Islam falls to 2-3. They've done what they can to fight, but it looks like it's going to come down to the Black Panthers and the KKK. So I'm thinking the next round, the next game, just be the Hate Group Softball League Championship game, KKK, Black Panthers, for the whole thing, the Season 7 Championship, all that shit. And as I said, we always broadcast live from there. We have enough problems with the audio broadcast from the Hate Group Softball League Championship game. Now I got to figure out how to do video, get all the video equipment down there, get that shit hooked up. Because St. Peter, who is not here, it wouldn't matter anyway. He's never a help. He's never a help with what we got going on down there. He's usually drunk and in the stands trying to find people to fuck. Well, me and the interns, who are also useless, bear the brunt of everything that goes on down there. So we'll see. We'll see how that works. It's going to have to be recorded. It can't be live. We're not doing live anymore. We're doing recorded. So that part is done. The audio will be recorded. The video, I'm going to work on that too. We'll see what we can do. It's very important. This is very, very important. The Hate Group Softball League Championship game. A lot of you out there, you talk a big game, but you're not healing the hate. You're not healing the hate the way I am through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. That's right. Some stats? Yeah, I got them. Whitey Power, the KKK, 5 home runs. I believe that's a softball league record, Hate Group Softball League record. 5 home runs in one game for Whitey Powers, the KKK. Yes, I know. I get it. His name is Whitey Powers. Blackula from the Black Panthers. Yes, that is his name. Don't question me. I can feel you out there questioning me. His name is Blackula. He got 4 triples, also a record. You know how fucking hard it is to get a triple in softball? I mean, it's softball, so these guys aren't exactly top-notch athletes. This is not the cream of the crop that we got going on here. A lot of these guys have bad knees. They have guts, you know, big fat flabby guts. So for someone to get four triples in the shape that these guys are in, well, it's impressive. It's a lot of running. It's a lot of running. Also, somebody got seven hits. Now, I haven't heard of this person before. The interns tell me his name is Frederick Dinglewhistle. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, if you don't question Whitey Powers and Blackula, how are you going to question Frederick Dinglewhistle? I don't know. It just sounds fake to me. But he does have seven hits, which is also impressive. And it's also another record, I believe. It was a record-breaking night down at Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park and Tire Chain Center. So we'll be there live, hopefully, here soon, whenever we schedule it, to do the championship game. It's very important. It's one of the consistent things on the show, Season 7, of the Hate Group Softball League Championship game. It's important things. Who's going to heal the hate if not me? Who is going to heal the hate if not Stoner Jesus? Well, it's a good question. I don't want to find out. I don't want to find out the answer to that question. Rely on someone else to heal the hate. Who? St. Peter? I don't think so. I don't see that happening, even if he does make it back here. So anyway, that's Hate Group Softball League Championship game. KKK, Black Panthers, going to go at it again, as they have for many years, in the championship game to see who's the champion of Season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League. Like I said, I can't stress enough how important it is. It's very important. So you all should think it's important too, because it is. There's a lot of hate in this world. Who's doing more than me to heal it? The answer is no one. That's not a rhetorical question. I don't want you to come up with the answer on your own. The answer is me. There's no one doing more than me. No one. No one. To heal the hate. That's right. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 4. We got weed news. Coming up, go get the video version of the show on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus 420.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full-spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Yeah. Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. No blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out CoreLore. Click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at CoreLore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out CoreLore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah, damn right it is. Weed News, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 4 for stonerjesus.net. Audio is free, of course. As always, get the video version of the show on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Start off Weed News with a story that I wrote for Marijuana Time. You can see it there if you have the video version of the show. The company buys town to create marijuana paradise. Up on marijuanatimes.org if you'd like to see it as well. And why wouldn't you? Go support me on there also. Be a supporter. Be supportive. Damn it. Basically, Arizona-based company called American Green spent $5 million to buy the town of Nipton, California. They built, they bought 120 acres and a bunch of buildings and shit and a solar farm and all kinds of stuff. In Nipton, California, population 20. Over the next 18 months, they plan on spending an additional $2.5 million to create a marijuana tourist destination. They're going to infuse the water with CBD. They're going to have, you know, grow operation, retail stores, all that stuff. It's going to be like a little marijuana town. If you're driving, it's 3 hours from Los Angeles, only 1 hour away from Las Vegas. So it's well situated for tourists between the two. President David Guaither said the cannabis revolution that's going to on here in the U.S. has the power to completely revitalize communities in the same way gold did during the 19th century. And Nipton was an old gold rush town. This acquisition allows us to channel the myriad interest in cannabis production and consumption for an immediate positive impact to this community's members and to cannabis customers across the country. As I said, they bought the solar farm. They're going to power the whole thing off the grid with the solar farm. They have edible marijuana products. It's in California, of course. It's all going to be legal. Retail stores, artisan residence programs, all kinds of stuff. It's a great idea. I mean, obviously the government is going to, you know, get their mitts into it. But it's something that a private company is buying this land. They're going to own the land, and they're going to build marijuana stuff on it. You know, in the future, we'll see marijuana theme parks, just all kinds of stuff. It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing what happens in the future now that's legal. Things we can't even think about right now. Things we can't even imagine right now. And they're going to happen in a couple of years. We're going to be like, wow, wow. We're taking a field trip to marijuana land. Everybody get on the bus. We get our weed news, by the way, from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. Cannabis Tweets with a Z. This story is from thehill.com. Poll finds support for marijuana legalization. Has 6,666 shares right now. That's interesting. Nearly half of Americans support legalizing marijuana for recreational use, and a strong majority believe this should at least be available for medical reasons, according to a new poll. As the Harvard-Harris poll survey found that 49% of Americans poll believe marijuana should be legalized for both medical and personal use, 37% say it should be legalized solely for medicinal purposes, and 14%, only 14% say it should not be legal at all. At all. That number's down to 14%. People think marijuana should be legal. All those fucking dumbasses that think it should be legal for medical reasons. That's just ridiculous. What's it to you? Someone who's dying of cancer smokes a fucking joint. Continuing, the findings come as Attorney General Jeff Sessions is believed to be readying a crackdown on marijuana users. The Justice Department is expected to release a report soon that criminal justice reform advocates fear will link marijuana to violent crime and may recommend tougher sentences for growers, sellers, and users. Harvard-Harris co-director Mark Penn said voters point to drugs as the major source of crime and support through sentencing, support tough sentences for drug dealers, but view marijuana in a wholly different light. Most think legalization of marijuana would probably be helpful in reducing crime, and almost half support legalization. 69% said it would not bother them if marijuana were legalized in their state. 57% of respondents said legalizing marijuana would make society better. And 72% said even if it was illegal, those convicted of possessing small amounts of marijuana should not serve time in jail. So, there you go. Not that we should be relying on polls for this shit. People shouldn't be arrested for marijuana because they're not infringing on the rights of anyone else, plain and simple. But having said that, the polls help the political practicalities of the situation. Speaking of political practicalities and dumbassery, this is from Vice News. Trump's opioid commission ignores 7,800 public comments about weed. A special White House commission on the opioid crisis led by fat-ass Chris Christie. I added the fat-ass. Offered his first recommendations Monday, calling for President Trump to declare a state of emergency and advocating for a variety of measures to increase access to addiction treatment and reduce the supply of illicit fentanyl. The report was noted for noble for what it failed to mention, the thousands of public comments urging the government to consider using marijuana as a solution to the opioid epidemic. Tom Angel, founder of advocacy group Marijuana Majority, we've had on the show, of course, pointed out that the vast majority of those public comments were related to weed. The interim report cited more than 8,000 comments from the public, and Christie said that was an indication there's a real passion out there in the country for getting this done. And actually, what it shows is a passion for people to tell you that marijuana can help. Angel would know. His group and NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, urged their members to contact the commission via form letters on their website. Now, there's a possibility the form letters and the duplicates, you know, they got cut out. But if the vast majority of the comments were about marijuana, for them not even mention it at all does not bode well for the direction it's going to go in. So 1,700 comments, they just, even if they were form comments, so what? It's people's opinions. Whether that looks like someone else's opinion doesn't mean it's a less valid opinion. And that's the point of public comments. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not the point of public comments. Maybe there is another point that I'm not realizing. I have no idea. But basically, the commission is a bunch of people that have opposed marijuana legalization, including Christie, who said before that legalization is beyond stupidity. And he's described tax revenue from legal weed sales as, quote, blood money. We're in the midst of a public health crisis on opiates, Christie said in a speech in May. But people are saying pot's okay. There's nothing more than crazy liberals who want to say everything's okay. Baloney. Of course, he brings it back to food. Normally I don't make fun of fat people, but goddamn, fuck you. Stupid. Fuck, what a fucking nonsensical sentence. Well, there's a crisis on opiates, so pot is bad. How does that even make any sense? It doesn't. The answer is it doesn't make any fucking sense. Other stories up on cannabis tweets. Like I said, you can go check out my writing at marijuanatimes.org. Panel greenlights proposed rules for Ohio's medical marijuana. The NFL is offering to work with players' unions to study marijuana for pain management. Recreational marijuana stores are clustered in low-income areas of Denver and Seattle. It's basically because the rent's cheap, and those are the people that will rent the marijuana retail stores is landlords in lower-income areas. But it'll get out to the other areas as well. You know, there'll be weed stores in the mall before you know it. It'll be fucking awesome. It'll be the dope shit. There's also a video up on Cannabis Sweets you probably saw it on YouTube. Grandpa's smoking weed for the first time. Oh, shit. That's coming out the wrong speaker. Never mind. I was going to play it for you, but I don't think it's going to work. Let me see if I can change it to where you're not hearing it through the fucking microphone. There we go.
My name's Robert.
My name's Marvin.
I'm Graham. And I never smoked, but now I'm dying to try it.
What were the main reasons you guys never tried marijuana?
Well, the reason I never tried is because it was taboo. And, you know, the environment I was in was sort of a church environment.
And obviously, you got to go. If you want to go check out the video, you can. It's up on YouTube. Grandpa's smoking weed for the first time. Because then they have intervals. They have like 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later. And they just keep smoking, which you obviously can't see if you're just looking at the audio. But you can watch along with us here on the show, during the show, if you have the video version of the show. Let me make that bigger for those people.
So we were never around it. It was never around us.
Never had the urge to. Even though my friends were smoking and sniffing glue, paint, I just never had the urge to, not even drink. I was just a happy-go-lucky guy all the time.
It's always been a negative thing in my mind, and I've never really wanted to jump off that particular bridge.
There's a lighter.
Huh. Bringing a bong and a bubbler and all kinds of shit.
Paraphernalia. That's
exactly
what they call it.
I would love for you guys to try the bong first.
What's the, this here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more used to cigarettes, man. I try one of these things.
And they got some joints in an ashtray, too. And the other guy at the end, he grabs the bong.
Man.
Wow, it smells like a dead skunk, doesn't it?
Nasty.
This is weird.
You put your lips inside of this?
Yeah, you seal it.
It's like a porno thing.
Whoa. You's a smoker, man.
The guy in the end takes a big fucking rip off the bong and then has a coughing fit for quite a while.
There's some smoke in there still if you want to puff on it.
I don't even like this stuff, man, is what I'm saying. Got a cough to get high? Shit. Crazy. This is crazy, man.
This is being sponsored by Luden's Cough Drops, right?
5 minutes later.
I let my daughter know what I was going to do, and she goes, I can't believe you're going to do that, Dad.
I don't think it does anything to you, really. You sure this is not a placebo?
10 minutes later.
Look, you know, you're like a fish in a bowl or something. You know, everybody's watching.
On the count of three, we all swim up to the glass and make faces at him.
And turn the lights around on him.
Try it.
No, man.
Just take a light one.
I'm done.
He's pushing the bong towards the guy in the middle. He's like, come on, try it. Just take a light one.
I'm done. I drank a lot, and this has no comparison.
I think I'd rather do this than drink.
Cough the rest of your life?
Well, at least I know I can drive.
15 minutes later.
What would any of your parents think if they knew you guys were smoking weed?
My dad, if he was still alive, he would disown me.
Marvin, how did your family when you were growing up talk about
drugs? Well, they never talked about them, you know. My older brothers got caught up in it, and it messed them around, some of them, you know, needles, things of that nature. So that kept me more and more away from that, you know, that kind of madness.
20 minutes later.
See if you can figure that out.
So they bring out the portable vaporizer. Dude on the end still coughing.
Looks space age. It's good. If it opens, it opens on either end, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of figuring. Push this end and it buzzed.
There you go.
Oh, it's changing colors. What is it, a flashlight?
Changed color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a PAX vaporizer.
Yeah, that. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, the first guy, he's really feeling the vaporizer.
I definitely feel a little bit different after inhaling that thing there.
25 minutes later.
Never have I ever had a golden shower.
Now they're playing Never Have I Ever.
I don't even know what that is.
Golden shower is when you put yourself out and somebody stands over and pees on you.
Yeah, well, like a
water. That's supposed to be fun for some people.
Yeah, well, not me.
And then 30 minutes later, you get the idea. Go check it out on Watch Cut Video on YouTube, Grandpa Smoking Weed. For the first time, that's The Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 4. Remember, go to Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help support the show. That would be awesome if you get the video version of the show, the 420 story, or archives. I'm up to 2012 now, posting shit on the archives. Just hundreds of hours of archive stuff up there already. Go check it out. Thanks, everybody. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. That would be awesome of you. And we'll see you next time on the next version, whenever that is. Thanks, everybody. Peace, bitches.